Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's April 2012. Recent excise tax increases on certain tobacco products, including roll-your-own tobacco and small cigars, have resulted in dramatic shifts by tobacco manufacturers and consumers toward lower-taxed products, such as pipe tobacco and large cigars. A group led by David Gutnick, a director in GAO's International Affairs and Trade team, recently reviewed these shifts in the market for tobacco products and their potential effect on federal revenues. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with David to learn more.
To start off, can you talk about the 2009 legislation that prompted these market shifts?
Yeah, well, it's well established that smoking is a public health problem and a cause of preventable death and disease in the United States, and a significant contributor to health care costs. And the federal government has taxed tobacco products for many, many decades, primarily to raise revenue, but also more recently to reduce tobacco use. So most recently, in 2009, in the Children's Health Insurance Reauthorization Act, known by its acronym CHIPRA, in this act, Congress increased the federal excise taxes on cigarettes, but also on roll-your-own tobacco, pipe tobacco, and cigars. But importantly, CHIPRA taxed pipe tobacco and large cigars at much lower rates, creating large disparities in tobacco taxation.
You have some figures in your report that demonstrate pretty clearly the dramatic changes that took place after this law was implemented. Can you describe what you found?
Yeah, well, we looked at nationwide data on sales for roll-your-own pipe tobacco and cigars spanning the implementation of CHIPRA. And we found that when the tax increases went into effect, this was in April of 2009, that sales of roll-your-own and small cigars, these are the high-tax products, dropped significantly. And at the same time, sales of pipe tobacco and large cigars, these are the low-tax products, spiked upwards. And in particular, sales of pipe tobacco increased from about 250,000 pounds to over 3 million pounds between January and September, and this is monthly sales. And during the same period, sales of large cigars more than doubled. And at the same time, small cigars plummeted from roughly 430 million to about 60 million sticks per month.
How easy was it for manufacturers and consumers of these products to make this adjustment?
Yeah, well, the key here is that according to industry experts and government officials and non-governmental organizations, manufacturers shifted their products to take advantage of the lower tax rates, and smokers actually changed their purchasing behavior in response to these price shifts. So manufacturers could shift their products because the tax code differentiates roll-your-own and pipe tobacco only by their appearance, their packaging, and labeling, which allows manufacturers to simply relabel their products. And the tax code distinguishes between small and large cigars solely by their weight. So at 3 pounds per thousand sticks, that's the break point, manufacturer can modestly change the weight of their cigar. And we have a photograph in our report of a small cigar and a filtered large cigar, and we can show that they're essentially indistinguishable. And likewise for roll-your-own and pipe tobacco, they look and taste the same, so they're really substitutes.
Your team also looked at the potential loss in revenue to the federal government that resulted from these market shifts. What did you find there?
Right. We found that the shift to the lower tax products, because of this shift, a Treasury lost between $615 million and $1.1 billion since CHIPRA went into effect. That's about 18 months of data. And Treasury is well aware of this problem, but the tax code defines these products in a way that does not really give Treasury direct or swift options, either regulatory or enforcement options, to differentiate them for the purposes of taxation.
Finally, what steps is GAO recommending to address the issues you outline in this report?
Right. Ultimately, because tobacco is taxed really for both for revenue purposes and to reduce, to discourage tobacco use, and because the tax differentials are incentives for manufacturers and consumers to shift to the lower tax substitutes, and with both health and revenue implications there, and because Treasury's options are limited, we've recommended that Congress consider equalizing the tax rates among these products.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.